Well, we got an old friend back on the show today. You might recognize the voice. Former owner of Indian Country Sports and Lawn, Steve Koski, with us on the show today. How you doing, bud?
Good. Very good, Adam. Good to talk to you.
Oh, I hear you're kind of happy. You got yourself a dandy 10-point this deer season. What day did you get that one?
Actually, I got it on the first day. Oh. We even joked about it. My wife said, "You never shoot one on the first day." I said, "Well, this one I did." So I was pretty happy to get it on the first day, but it takes the pressure off. Now you got to look for a bigger one.
That's what your plan is now? You got the combo tag, so you're going for something real big one?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the plan. It's not going to be a small one now, hopefully.
Well, as I understand it, this one wasn't small either. It was a 10-pointer.
Well, no, it's a nice buck. It's a decent 10. It's kind of got real neat horns on it. And the way it come was just so crazy. I mean, I don't normally see a buck do that what it did. And I seen a doe coming. I'm standing in the thick stuff. Here comes a doe, and the doe looked at me, and the doe laid down.
What?
I said, "What's going on here?"
Really?
All of a sudden, grunting come behind it, and that buck is coming right behind that doe. Right? Just like that. Dropped it right there.
The doe laid down when it saw you.
The doe seen me first, stood right in front of me, walked kind of to the side of me, and laid down looking at me, and that buck come grunting up behind that doe. He was following that doe, but the doe laid down. I don't know why. When I shot, I looked, where's the doe? The doe stood up and just walked, run right around us and took off.
That is one of the strangest things I've ever heard, and it's quite possibly the smartest doe I've ever heard of as well, if she was tired of getting harassed by that 10-point.
I don't know, but, you know, so many times when you see a doe getting, you know, pursued, it's kind of running hard. You can see it's been running and panting or whatever like that, and you hear one come grunting behind, but you usually don't see one lay down, but she laid down. Went right on her knees and laid right down there, and I just looked at, okay, now I can't move. You kind of got me trapped here. I can't do anything. And I just stood there for several minutes, and all of a sudden, here comes a buck.
Huh. Did he go right down with a good shot and everything?
Yeah, he dropped right there. It was quick. It was quick. Yeah, it's a nice buck. It's 174.6 pounds. I weighed it at the fins in the contest, but somebody's got ahead of that already. It was in first for a couple of days, but I'm sure there's going to be several 200-pound bucks. It seems like a lot of people are waiting and shooting bigger bucks and not so much the year and a half like they did years ago, so that's good.
Well, that's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. If we could get a little more time from you in our next outdoor report, I'd like to kind of talk about, you know, your feelings on how things are going in Berger County there, Point Abbey, Skaney area. And in general, you know, just give us some insight in your localized area. If we can get a little more time from you.
Sure can.
Former owner of Indian Country Sports in Lawn, Steve Koski. And we'll continue with his buck story and what's going on from Berger County later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.